Once upon a time, a mother and her two little daughters lived in a cottage at the edge of the woods. In front of the door were two rose bushes, one white, one red. And guess what the little girls' names were?
Snow White.
Yes, Mother, coming.
Rose Red.
Yes, Mother, I'll be right there.
Yes, they were named after the roses, Snow White and Rose Red. And they and their mother were very happy together, sharing their cottage with two good friends. A beautiful silver dove and a little white lamb. And when they all sat down to supper together, it was a curious sight indeed.
Here's clover for our lamb child. Here's fresh seed for our silver dove.
And here's bread and milk and fresh honey for Snow White, Rose Red, and me. Now, while we're having our supper, Snow White and Rose Red can tell us what they saw in the woods today.
Yes, all through the days of summer, Snow White and Rose Red roamed in the green woods, where all the animals were their friends, because they were so kind and gentle. And when winter came, they stayed snug in their cottage beside the fire. And that was very pleasant, too. But then, one day...
Ooh, listen to that wind.
Yes, I really pity all the poor creatures who are out in this weather.
For heaven's sake, is there someone at the door?
It is. I'll go, Mother. But who can it be? Oh, a bear! A big black bear! And look, he's coming right in.
Girls, be calm. He may mean no harm.
Do not be afraid. I will do no harm.
He talks. Did you hear him, Mother? He talked.
Of course I heard. Close the door, Rose Red, or we'll all be frozen. Come now, old fellow. Over here by the fire and warm yourself.
I thank you, madam.
I guess he isn't really a fierce bear.
Actually, he seems very gentle. And he can talk, too.
I know. I am fearsome in appearance, but I am not savage at heart.
I'm sorry I screamed. Here, stand here where the fire is warmest.
Thank you. And could I ask if one of you would brush the snow, please, from my coat?
Why, of course. We'll be glad to. I'll get the broom.
Well, now, this sounds more like my girls.
Here's the broom, Snow White.
And now... Perhaps you are hungry, too.
You are kind. I am hungry, yes.
I'll get you something right away.
And meanwhile, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Snow White.
And I'm Rose Red. Now, will you tell us your name, Mr. Bear? And what kind of magic makes it possible for you to speak to us?
Snow White, Rose Red, would you have the old bear dead?
Would we... Have you dead?
What do you mean, Mr. Bear? You mean you'd die if you told us your name, even?
All I can say, I have said. I'll say no more, Snow White, Rose Red.
Well, for goodness sake, but Mr. Bear...
No, Snow White. I heard what our visitor said. If he could answer our questions, I'm sure he would. But it seems he can't.
I'm sorry I cannot. Will you believe I mean well, even so?
I think we can believe that. Don't you, Snow White, Rose Red?
Yes, of course.
Of course, Mother.
I think we can forget our questions, too. Don't you?
Yes, of course. And if you can't tell us your name, well, we'll just call you... Let me see. Bruin. Is that all right? Bruin it is, then.
And now... Here's the milk. Fresh bread.
Well, for goodness sake, look who's here.
Oh, Lamb Child has come out from under the bed. She's decided not to be afraid anymore.
She smelled milk.
And here's Silver Dove to join the party, too.
Nobody's afraid of you anymore, Bruin.
I'm glad.
So now, with everybody gathered around, Shall we all have supper? Hear that, Snow White, Rose Red? It's a robin out in the clearing. Spring is here at last.
Oh, I can hardly wait for a long walk in the woods.
Can we go out for one this morning, Mother?
I don't know why not. The sun is bright and warm.
Well, listen to Bruin.
Are you afraid we'd leave you behind, old friend?
Don't worry, Bruin. Of course you can come, too. You'll be a wonderful guide.
What's the matter, Bruin? You sound so sad.
Yes. Spring is here, and I must go.
Go? You mean for good?
Oh, Bruin, no. We've had such fun all winter. You've been such a nice playmate.
Open the door, Snow White, Rose Red. I must seek where my enemies fled.
What? He must seek where his enemies fled? Bruin, what do you mean?
All I can say, I have said, open the door, Snow White, Rose Red.
I guess you had better open the door for him, girls. We can only do as he wishes.
Well, all right. But won't you ever come back, Bruin?
I hope I will return someday. Now I must hurry on my way. Goodbye, Snow White. Goodbye, Rose Red.
Bruin, be careful. Oh, my goodness. Goodbye, Bruin.
What's the matter, Snow White? You look so startled.
He rushed through the door in such a hurry he scraped against the lock. Look, here's a bit of his furry coat caught on the catch.
I guess it didn't hurt him too much.
No, but when I looked where the fur was torn, it seemed as though I saw a flash of gold.
A flash of gold?
Really?
One more mystery about Bruin.
Do you suppose we'll ever find out about him? How it is he can talk? Why he wouldn't tell his name?
Perhaps we will, perhaps we won't. Either way, it's too nice a morning for you girls to stay puzzling there by the door. Off with you now for a nice walk in the woods.
Oh, it's wonderful to be outside again, isn't it, Snow White?
Yes, it is.
All the plants that have been asleep all winter are stirring. The animals, too. Everything's waking up.
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter with you, Snow White?
Oh, Rose Red, somehow I can't quit wondering about Bruin. He left to seek an enemy, he said. What sort of an enemy, I wonder?
Goodness, I don't know. What sorts of enemies do bears have? Wolves?
And somehow, I don't think of him as just a bear.
What on earth do you think of him as?
Curse the things! Thunderation, let go now, let go.
Oh, heavens, Snow White, you hear what I hear?
Oh, it sounds like someone is furious.
But who? And where is he?
It sounded to me as though he's off in this direction. Come, let's see who it is.
Curse the tree and curse the root, curse the whole plague pig thing.
Why, it's a little dwarf dancing around that tree there as though he were demented.
Rose Red, look, his beard is caught in the crevice in the tree.
Hey, you up there!
You're speaking to us, sir?
Senseless geese, who do you think I'm speaking to? Your shadows. Why are you just standing there?
Well, we didn't just know. Can we help you?
Can you? I demand it. Come at once and get my beautiful beard loose from this impossible tree.
Well, certainly. We'll be glad to do what we can. But I'm very much afraid we'll have to cut your beard to get it loose.
Cut it? How dare you suggest such a thing?
I can't think of any other way to get you loose. It's caught so tight in the slit of that tree trunk. We'll have to cut it. That is, if you want to get loose.
Stupid fools. Of course I want to get loose. Cut it, then. Hurry and cut it.
My goodness, your manners really are terrible. Have you your scissors with you, Rose Red?
Right here in my pocket.
Good. But, little dwarf, you really should say please.
Drat you both! Cut got it. But as little as you can, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
That's better. There you are.
Well, about time. Geese, idiots, fools. Why did you cut off so much of my beautiful beard?
Well, really, I'm sorry, little dwarf, but I cut as little as possible.
And get off my sack of jewels, you great ox, you.
Me? Sack of jewels?
Get off it. Think rubies and diamonds are meant to be stood on?
Well, of course not, but I had no idea that
Well, now you have. Out of my way so I can pick up that sack. There we are. Senseless geese. Clumsy idiot. 2 inches off my beautiful beard.
Where is he? Where'd he go?
Bruin!
Why, Bruin, where'd you come from?
I heard a voice. A high, quarrelsome voice.
A little dwarf had his beard caught in a tree here.
We helped him get free.
Oh, why? Why? Did he thank you for it?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, he didn't. But still, we couldn't just leave him. Why?
Which way did he go?
That way. But, Bruin, what's the matter with you? I've never seen you angry at a living thing. Why are you so furious with that dwarf?
Snow White, Rose Red, would you have your old bear dead?
Bruin, what do you mean by that?
All I can say, I have said. I must go. Goodbye.
Well, for goodness sake. Now he's rushing off through the woods.
Not acting like himself at all.
What can it mean, Rose Red? What can it mean?
Now a year has passed, and once again, Snow White and Rose Red are walking in the woods.
Oh, it's a wonderful day, isn't it, Rose Red? Do you suppose any hepaticas are blooming yet over by the stream?
Let's walk over that way and see, Snow White. They always bloom there, first of all.
Remember, Rose Red, it wasn't very far from here that we met up with that strange little dwarf last year.
Yes, and he was so ungrateful when we cut his beard to get him loose from the tree.
And Bruin was so cross. Why do you suppose Bruin never came back, Rose Red?
Goodness, I don't know.
Oh, drat it all. Let go my beard. Let go, I say.
Rose Red. Is it possible, Snow White?
It sounded like the very same dwarf.
Oh, dad rat, doesn't take it. Confound the confound. Let go, you monster.
Come on. Let's see what on earth is wrong this time.
Slimy, finny, scaly monster. May you rot in perdition. Let go.
Snow White, look. It looks as though a fish has caught him.
The little dwarf's fishing line is tangled in his beard. And the fish at the other end must be almost as strong as he is.
Ah, I see you, you two senseless geese. What's the idea of just standing there? Come and help me.
Oh, my goodness, if we don't, that fish is going to have him in the water, Snow White.
All right, little dwarf. We'll do what we can.
Well, be quick about it, you ninny. Hurry. Confound it. There's nobody any sense.
Well, if you'll just hold still a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry, little dwarf, but I'm afraid we'll have to cut your beard to get that fishing line free.
Cut my beard? A million times no.
Well, then.
All right, cut it, you stupid geese. But just a little.
Here are my little scissors, Snow White.
Just a little. Just a little.
Hold still. Hold still. All right. Here you are, little dwarf. The fish has gone into the water. You're free.
And look at my beard. Oh, you fools. You ninnies. You cut off at least 1 inch.
The same thanks as last time, I see.
And you, get off my sack of pearls, you big ox.
Me?
Oh. Out of my way. Let me get them.
Sack of pearls, did you say? You mean there are pearls in that sack?
Goose, I said so once.
But where do you get these sacks of jewels you have?
Questions, questions. That's my business. Be off with you now.
Oh, be off with yourself. Take your pearls and go home.
Why, Snow White, I never heard you talk like that.
I've never been spoken to like that. Go on now.
Think I want to stay with you too, ninnies? Cut off half my beard. Thunderation, plague taken.
Really, he's just impossible.
He certainly is. And after this experience, I don't blame Bruin a bit.
If Bruin were here now, I'd tell him to chase after that creature.
Oh, why, Snow White. Oh, Rose Red, do you suppose Bruin will ever come back?
I was so sure he would at first. Now I wonder.
We'll bring you a whole big basket of strawberries, Mother.
You do that, and we'll have strawberries and cream for supper, Snow White.
Bye now. And goodbye to you too, Lamb Child.
Lamb Child. Really, it's silly to keep calling her that. Now she's such a big, solemn sheep.
Well, she'd be very unhappy if we changed her name now, though.
Have a good time. Be back by supper.
We will, Mother.
Which way should we go, Snow White?
Well, the best berries grow in the meadow beyond the birch grove.
Shall we go there?
All right, that will be fine.
Oh, it's just lovely here in the meadow, isn't it?
The sun is so warm and golden.
Mm-hmm.
Let's lie down on the grass for a while before we start looking for berries, shall we?
All right. Let's just be lazy. Rose Red, what was that?
A great bird there in the sky, Snow White.
Look, an eagle.
He's swooping down on something. Something right at the edge of the meadow there.
Oh, Rose Red, perhaps it's a little rabbit. Oh, come, let's frighten him away. Come.
Yes, we'll run over there and scare that wicked bird.
Thunderation! Blame pigeon! Let go my beard!
Snow White, did you hear?
It sounded exactly like that awful, ungrateful little dwarf.
Dad, red and black, your feathers. Let go of my beard, you great feathered fool, you. Help, somebody. Help.
No. We helped him twice for never a word of thanks.
Yes, I know, but Snow White, look, that eagle has hold of his coat. He's struggling to lift him.
Oh, but I hate that dwarf. He's wicked, I'm sure of it.
Help. Help! Oh, let go of me! Let go!
Snow White, we've got to help him.
Yes, all right. But what can we do?
Come, I'll grab the dwarf. And there's a great stick. You take that and hit the eagle.
Plague, take your eyes! Dad, wreck your feathers! Let go! Let go!
All right, little dwarf, we'll help you. Your coat, I've got it. Be careful of the eagle's wings, Snow White.
There, take that, you terrible bird. Take that. And that. And that.
We did it.
Yes.
You're all right now, little dwarf.
All right. Look at what you did to my little coat, pulling me away from that eagle.
What we did?
It's all torn. It's got great big holes in it. Oh, I'll fix you for this. I'll show you.
You'll show us. Oh, really, Snow White, you were right. We shouldn't have helped him.
Shouldn't have, eh? You great senseless ninnies. You shouldn't have torn my coat. I'm going
to... Don't hit my sister. Don't you dare. Come, Snow White.
You aren't going to get away from me.
Look out. There's some wild animal. A bear. It's Bruin. Oh, Bruin. What are you doing? Look out, little dwarf.
Oh, bear. Bear, don't kill me! Don't!
Bruin, what have you done?
One great blow with his paw, and the dwarf lies there, dead.
Where in the world did that handsome young man come from?
Snow White, Rose Red, now at last my enemy's dead. Now at last it can all be said.
Who are you, sir? And where is the bear, Bruin?
I was the bear, Snow White.
You? The bear?
But how could that be? I don't...
Actually, I'm a prince.
A prince?
Prince Bartold, Snow White. And so happy to be able to stand before you in my rightful guise at last. This wicked old dwarf was the most evil magician. He killed my mother and father, enchanted my brother and myself, and stole all the wealth and jewels in my father's castle.
So that's where he got those sacks of jewels he was always carrying.
Yes, he took them to his underground cave, and only his death could end the enchantment which forced me to roam the earth as a wild bear.
That's why you chased after him the first time we found him in the woods.
He escaped me then, and I've sought him in vain from that day till now. But now, at last, I can free my brother, too. And with your permission, I'll do so now.
Oh, please, please do. But how?
Look, this bear skin which was left when my enchantment ended, if I burn it, I can bring back my brother to his natural form. He's been roaming the woods as a deer. Oh, what joy it will be to see him again.
Then quickly, let us help you. I have some matches here in my luncheon box. And here are some dead leaves and twigs to start the fire.
Thank you, Snow White. Thank you, Rose Red. Yes. Now, I'll lay the bearskin over the kindling and strike the match. Now, as the fire starts and the smoke begins to shape itself, the time will be right. Yes, in just a moment now. Smoke, rise to heaven. Brother, you're free. The enchantment is over. Return now to me. Oh, my brother, at last, at last.
Yes, Barthold, at last. How I've prayed for this day.
Another young man, even handsomer than the first.
Handsomer? Oh, no.
Snow White, my dear, and Rose Red, too. This is my brother, Prince Basil. Basil, these girls and their mother sheltered me through one long winter of my enchantment.
I am happy to meet you, Rose Red, Snow White.
Oh, and are you? That is...
Look, Snow White. Basil and Rose Red gaze at each other as though they had sought each other for years, as I have sought you for years. Sought the day when I could stand before you as my real self. Snow White?
Rose Red, we ought to hurry home and tell Mother about the wonderful things that have happened.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes, we certainly should. Prince Basil, would you care to come with us?
Nothing would give me greater pleasure, Rose Red.
And you, Prince Barthold?
Wherever you go, I would go, Snow White.
Well, it's just past all believing, that's all I can say.
Only one more thing I'd have you say, good mother.
One thing I would like, too.
I'll speak first, Basil, being older. For years I have loved your daughter, Snow White. Will you give your consent to our marriage?
Please, mother.
At first glance, I knew I loved Rose Red. Will you consent to our marriage?
One word will answer us both, if it only be yes.
I knew at first glance, too, mother.
Then yes, it is to you both, Prince Barthold and Prince Basil. And bless you all, my children.